Now then, why do we get so excited whenever we start to die? I mean, why do we kick and scream? And I know of a man that they called him and said his mother was dying. And he worked down here. I knew the guy real well. And he was, I don't know, he was 50, I guess, at least. Mother was 75 or 80. And they called him and said, your mother has just had a stroke. And the doctor said she's going to pass away. He gets in a car here, and they live about 100 miles south of Dallas. And he drove that car wide open all the way down there. When he finally did get back after the funeral, I went to the funeral. I knew him well, so I went to the funeral. When I talked to him, I said, you know, all I got to say about you, you are a fool. I said, you said your mother was a Christian. I said, here she was, nearly 80 years old, ready to go home to be with Jesus. And I said, you have no idea how you jeopardized the life of you, your wife, and your children driving down to a place that you could do nothing about. I said, you know, you were a fool. I said, you should have drove the speed limit and praised God all the way down there for your mother's good life. Not been in screaming agony and fear. You know what that tells me about the boy? He really don't know who Jesus is. You know, if they call you and say your daddy's passing away and you go to screaming and kicking and all, hey, you don't know Jesus very well. They call you and say, my wife's dying. And you go to screaming and kicking, hey, you don't know him very well. You just need to stop and say, okay, God, if this isn't attacked. I mean, if somebody called me and said, Cheryl, she just fell down, she's dropped dead. I said, okay, God, I'll stop and say, God, if this is an attack from the enemy, I rebuke that beast and I command that beast to leave. You know, I'm going to go home and you give me power with that devil. And when I get there, she's going to be alive and well. But if I get there and she's not alive and well, I'm going to say, okay, God. Praise God. She's at home with you. I know where she's at. I have no fear. One day we'll all be together again. Praise God. But I ain't going to change nothing. Somebody says, you mean your wife gets killed or she dies and you're going to keep serving Jesus? Hey, what is the deal? Absolutely, I'm going to keep serving Jesus. I mean, it's just like that woman walked in one day and she said, Thurman, there was a 65-year-old man in our church yesterday that got saved. I said, well, praise God. She said, doesn't that make you feel cheated? I said, woman, what are you talking about? You're going to have to explain that one to me. She said, here, you've lived for Jesus all your life. He got to do everything he wanted to do until he was 65, and then he got saved. Don't you feel cheated? I said, if there's anybody cheated, it's him. Amen. Now, do you think that woman knew Jesus?
No,
sir. No. She didn't have a clue who he was, did she?
No, sir.
I told her, I looked her right in the eye and said, woman, you need to get saved. You don't know my King. Anybody make a statement like that, that you lived 65 years without Jesus, and you think that guy had more fun than I did? You got to be kidding me. That guy lived everything he did on his own with the devil dragging along with him. I lived everywhere I lived all my life with the King following along with me, telling me what to do and showing me how to do things. And hey, I'm telling you, there ain't nothing as good as having Jesus.
Amen.
He knows everything. He can show you how to do everything. He says, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 53 and 54. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on the incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. That day's here. That day's here. That power is given to the church. 55 and 56. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Now listen to this very close. The sting of death is what? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Okay, if the law tells you what you can and can't do, and you disobey the law, it gives power to sin, which is the devil, to kill you. You know, if all these things that are written in this book, why do we as Christians sin so much? That's a good question, isn't it? We don't know, do we? I mean, he didn't leave nothing out. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. Verse 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus. We have the victory.
Amen.
We have the victory through Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now then, two last verses before we quit. I'm going to show you two verses that it's hard to grasp these two verses that I'm going to take you to as the scientific phenomenon that you and I are living in today. We know this is a fact. We're sitting here in this room today. We're not moving. We don't think. But we are moving. In multi-dimensions, we're going around in a circle, and we're moving forward. But yet you can't feel it. And you don't realize that we're not moving forward very fast, only 70,000 miles an hour. I mean, you tell the average guy, you know, you're going 70,000 miles an hour right now. The guy says, you're stupid. I'm standing right here. I ain't moving an inch. But is that true? He is moving 70,000, almost. And is he turning in a circle?
Yes,
he is. He's moving in a dimension that he doesn't understand. The average person does not know that. They just know we're out here on a ball.
Amen.
They don't even realize we're on a ball. We're just on an earth. We're on ground. You know, are you on the top of the world? Well, yeah, I can see it's level. You know, this. You know, maybe you're on the side sticking straight out. No, 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 I couldn't be doing that. But can you?
Yes.
Sure you can. You can be standing straight out, but yet you feel like you're standing straight up. There's a phenomenon to science that we don't understand. Many of them. But who did understand all this? God did, and He made all this. He made all this. So I'm going to take you to two verses before we quit, and I'm going to show you there is a phenomenon, there is something available, although you and I don't understand this, how we're living right here where we are today, but we are. It is a scientific proof that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt we're spinning and we're going forward at almost 70,000 miles an hour. Is that a fact?
Yes.
I mean, we got to believe that by faith because you can't see it, right, Tom?
Right. Yes.
But it is a fact. Okay, so that's a little beyond our ability to comprehend, right? Okay, so let me take you and show you something Jesus said is available to you. Look what he said there. Just think about what he just read about this mystery. Let me take you to John 8:52. John 8:52. Jesus is speaking himself. Okay, but let's go. We get 51 and 52. John 8:51 and 52. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Now, this is the same thing as truly, truly, right?
Yes.
Truly, truly, I'm telling you, you're sitting on a planet that's turning 1,000 miles an hour, and you're going 70,000 miles an hour. If Jesus had made that statement 2,000 years ago, what would that have done to him? This guy has a demon. Throw him out the window. But do we know that for a fact today? Sure. Truly, truly, I say unto you, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never see death. I mean, is that written?
Is that?
Did he say that? Do you understand that, Ernest?
Yes, sir.
Well, praise God. I mean, it's there, but it is difficult for you and I to get a hold of that in this world today. Our vocabulary does not agree with this. Because, I mean, how many times do you tell somebody when somebody says, how old do you think you're going to live? Say, I'm going to live forever. I ain't going to die. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, you idiot. You know, you fool. You know you ain't going to live forever. Everybody's going to die. I mean, that's just like when people say, Thurman, you know you got to get off of this sickness stuff. You know you're going to be sick. I said, no, I'm not. Jesus made me a promise. I mean, do you think I could lay hands on the sick and they get healed?
Yes.
I mean, do you know how? Now, where did I learn that?
In the Word of God.
In the Word of God. That don't make no sense up to a doctor.
That's the last thing that makes sense to
be
doctor.
Healed in the name of Jesus. He says, you dummy, you fool, you, let me get my medical stuff and some drugs and let me get my knife. You got a tumor in there. Let me cut that thing out and fix you. Now, that's a doctor, right, Jack? Unfortunately, that's a doctor. But God can take away that tumor without surgery, can't He, Esther?
Yes, He can.
Yes. I mean, we've seen Him do it, haven't we? We have seen Him do it. Many. And He does all the time. But why? Look at this. If we have such a hard time believing that Jesus can do those wonderful things, and then if He's going to show us this mystery, and then He comes over here in John 8 and says, truly, truly, I say unto you, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never see death. I'm going to tell you, that's just like the average pastor. You take John 20:23 and ask the average pastor, do you believe you can remit somebody else's sins? And you know what they're going to tell you?
No.
No. How many people do those people get healed? Not very many. I mean, so you don't understand it. So you go around talking to people, this idiot, he's saying you can forgive somebody else's sins. When's the last time you walked up into a hospital room with a man been sitting around running with another woman that's been comatose for 6 weeks and he's dying and you walk up and lay your hands on him and quote John 20:23 and remit the dummy's sins and then take God's word and stand on it, Job 33, and the next day see the guy sitting up eating.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching, and if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.